It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones want foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okpanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Hey there, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Wednesday edition of Cole and Company, another Hustle Up edition, last one of the week. Cubs Nationals pregame coverage beginning at 5:30 once again. Game 3 of that 4-game series. Getaway game tomorrow will have pregame at 11:30, but another 6:05 first pitch tonight. Marcus Stroman on the bump for the Cubs. However you are tuned in today, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. I appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert, and like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Make sure you bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. Not only where you get that stream, it's where you get all sorts of local, statewide, and national sports content, audio on demand. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. And save the number in your phone, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479 to join in with any questions or comments. Email your best bet on a day like today, the Hustle Up edition of the program. Cole at 1650thefan.com is the email address, C-O-L-E at 1650thefan.com. Really excited for this power half hour we have together today. We'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a little bit. After we're done there, we take the first and really only timeout. We'll get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action Update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this beautiful Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We'll come back from that first break, and we'll be joined by Waterloo Columbus Catholic girls tennis coach Dave Will, as well as his 1, 2, and 3 seniors in the lineup, Sophia Fain, Allie Hagness, and Avery Hogan, Sailors top-ranked in Class 1A, and they are poised for big, big things as the postseason draws near. After we're done there, we will hand the baton to Zach Zaman and the Cubs Radio Network after we get your Radio Iowa Sports for your Wednesday, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. So that's the plan. Let's dive right in. Appleton Parkersburg won the North Iowa Cedar League boys tennis meet yesterday at Burns Park in Waterloo. It's the second consecutive year the Falcons have won the title. AP finished with 53 points. Grundy Center was second. Waterloo Columbus finished fourth. Meanwhile, yesterday in Metro Soccer and boys matches, Cedar Falls edged Cedar Rapids Xavier 1-0. Iowa City High outlasted Waterloo West 3-2, and Columbus defeated Waverly Shellrock 4-2. Columbus's John Pranger with all four goals for the Sailors. Meanwhile, in girls' matches, Cedar Rapids Xavier slipped past Cedar Falls 1-0. Iowa City High got the best of Waterloo West, and Columbus shut out Gladbrook Rhinebeck 5-0. Today in girls golf, action should be wrapping up soon at the second round of the girls metro meet at Gates Park. Entering today, Cedar Falls had a comfortable lead in the team score, led by Molly Ratchford, who had shot a 78 in round one. That teed off earlier this afternoon around 2 o'clock. Two former Cedar Falls football players are getting opportunities at upcoming NFL rookie minicamps. Luke Loescher, who punted at Oregon State, has been invited to the Seattle Seahawks camp. and Dalton Godfrey, who was a long snapper at South Dakota, is going to be attending camps with the Raiders and Eagles. The Iowa baseball team picked up a 7-4 win over Illinois State last night. Iowa improves to 32-11 overall. They next host Ohio State for a weekend series beginning on Friday. Winners of 8 of their last 11, the Iowa State Cyclone softball team welcomes Drake tonight for its final home game of the regular season. That game underway, first pitch was at 4. Meanwhile, a game that just got underway in Iowa City, the UNI softball team on the road for an in-state rivalry game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. UNI enters this game 34-11, while Iowa is 30-22. For the fifth time this season, UNI softball player Samantha Heyer has been named the Missouri Valley Conference Pitcher of the Week. In a win last Saturday against Valpo, Heyer broke her own career high with 17 strikeouts. Get this, for the season, Heyer, 239 strikeouts in 151 innings pitched. She currently ranks fourth among all Division I pitchers for strikeouts this season. Meanwhile, the Wartburg softball team looks to continue a six-game road trip, playing a doubleheader at Simpson today in Indianola. Knights 7-5 in American Rivers Conference play. First game of that double dip got underway at 3 this afternoon. Wartburg has announced that it will be discontinuing women's lacrosse as an athletic program. Wartburg had offered the sport for 9 seasons, and it will continue to sponsor 25 sports, 13 women's sports, 12 men's sports. How about this? It appears that Waterloo will be getting an Arena League football team. A press conference is scheduled tomorrow afternoon in Waterloo with NFL Hall of Famer and commissioner of this Arena League, Tim Brown, the former Raiders great. 3 months ago, the Arena League listed Waterloo as a finalist to be awarded a team in its new Arena League. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. When we come back, we learn about the Waterloo Columbus Catholic girls tennis team, top-ranked in Class 1A. Coach Dave Will and seniors Sophia Fain, Allie Hagness, and Avery Hogan all join us. That's next, right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, the Celtics gave themselves more trouble than they needed in the first round. They're now playing from behind in round two and will host the Sixers tonight. After losing the series opener when the Sixers were without Joel Embiid, that seems like it will change tonight as he's expected back. And head coach Joe Mazzulla said there's a lot his team needs to clean up.
Understanding what the strength of our team is. And so we have to manage the game better offensively throughout. We were up 62-50, and they go on a 10-0 run to get it to 62-60, and then we finish out the quarter a little bit well, but there's pockets of that game that we can handle better. And then obviously in our late game execution can get better.
And they also need to defend better with James Harden. In Embiid's absence, pouring in 45. A pair of games in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. The Devils and Hurricanes face off in Raleigh, followed by Game 1 between the Golden Knights and Oilers in Las Vegas. Baseball right now, and top of the fifth, the Dodgers trail the Phillies by a score of 5-3. Bottom of the fifth, it's San Diego in front of Cincinnati by a score of 4-0. Earlier, first of two in Detroit, won by the Tigers over the Mets 6-5. Arizona getting a pair of homers from Christian Walker to defeat Texas 12-7. And San Francisco down Houston 4-2. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Ron Coomer. Coverage of Cubs baseball tonight on The Fan begins at 5:30.
At Waterloo Schools, we offer cutting-edge, rigorous, and relevant academic experiences that prepare our students for college, military service, and a wide range of high-demand careers. But we can't do this alone. Partners in Education is a powerful network of businesses and organizations that support Waterloo Schools in a variety of ways through sponsorships, volunteering, and more. This exciting cooperative agreement is between a business or an organization and one or more of our schools. The Partners in Education partnership can be tailored and customized to meet the unique needs of your business and our schools. We currently have over 50 community partners who contribute in their own unique ways to the welfare of our schools, the students, and the staff. And we're excited to keep growing our partnerships this spring. Together, we're growing champions from kindergarten to careers, college, and beyond. We rely on a wide range of businesses and organizations throughout the Cedar Valley, like coffee shops, banks, bowling alleys, and more, to join us as partners in education. Reach us at waterlooschools.org. With us, the future is now.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Marcus Stroman on the hill today for the Chicago Cubs, 2-2 with a 2.29 earned run average. He's a $2 road favorite in Washington, and Jake Irvin, the Nationals plus 180, 9-under at Nationals Park. The St. Louis Cardinals look to end a four-game losing streak. They're a $1.32 underdog at home against 4-0 Shohei Ohtani with a 1.85 ERA. Angels are the $1.42 road favorite, 8-under the total. The White Sox send out Dylan Cease, 2-1, 4.15 ERA. Cease, $1.30 favorite at guaranteed right field against Minnesota, plus 120, 8-under the total. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 41. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high of 77. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 50, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 69 Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 73, cloudy skies expected Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 68.
Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And spring sports are winding down. They go so quick, and whether it's soccer, golf, tennis, so on and so forth, track and field, we're going to be seeing districts, sub-state, and state competition before we know it. So want to make sure that we're checking in with some of our best spring sports teams here in the metro, and we're doing so today on the program as Waterloo Columbus Catholic girls tennis coach Dave Will joins us now. We're going to be joined by some of the outstanding Sailor seniors on this team that is top ranked in Class 1A. And Coach Will, thanks so much for being here today. How are you?
Thanks. Well, wonderful. It's a beautiful day to play tennis.
Yeah, and I feel like we're overdue for a beautiful day to play tennis. Now, albeit where I want to start is Monday, and your team had to battle a little bit of wind like everybody else did on that North Iowa Cedar League meet. But that's where I want to start. Your girls get the job done. They've got the target on their back, but they come away with the win on Monday, like I mentioned, in that North Iowa Cedar League meet. Can you just take us back to Monday, what you liked the most, and how your team got the job done?
Well, we won 52 of 54 matches on Monday, and we did lose two of them, but it was windy on both sides, so we can't use the wind for an excuse. It's the Columbus NICL Invitational. There isn't really a conference tournament, but we like to call it that. And there were some other good players there. We managed to deal with the wind and came through with a win.
And Coach, just tell us more about your team in general. Obviously, at this point of the spring sports season, the body of work is pretty large, and your team has been top-ranked throughout the season. So what can you tell us that really sticks out to you, albeit the girls' tennis program at Columbus has had success for a number of years? But what about this team is unique?
Well, usually we have a tough time getting a full schedule because the Mississippi Valley schools can't play us because they need to play each other. But with the advent of the Alliance Conference, you know, the Des Moines schools, city schools pulled out from the suburbs, that I had all sorts of Des Moines schools that wanted to play us, and we played West Des Moines Dowling and Des Moines Valley, and Dowling was the state champion last year. They came up here. They were nice enough to come up here, and we were nice enough to beat them 7-2, and then Valley came up here, and we squeaked by them 5-4, and they're some of the better teams. We played Pleasant Valley, Johnston, all the big Des Moines schools. We've got about 240 kids, and Valley has about 2,400 kids, and it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog, I guess, and we prevailed on those.
No doubt about it, Coach Will. What can you tell us in terms of, obviously there's work that goes into being able to compete at this level that you have, go up against the Johnstons and Dowlings, come out on the winning side of things. What's the off-season look like? Because I have to imagine that's an important piece of the success that you and your team are enjoying right now.
Well, I've been doing this for 50 years, and I've kind of evolved into kids are only kids once, and they should do everything. So we got kids that are swimmers and volleyball players and basketball players. and they do every sport. One of them, Avery Hogan, was a state champion diver, and we've had all-state mm-hmm. basketball players and volleyball players. Just a bunch of good athletes. You know, you shouldn't specialize in a sport until you're far along in your high school career. You're only a kid once, so you should do everything. And we encourage our kids to be active in everything. And one of our players had the lead in the music hall last week and still managed still to. Bella last week played tennis, left there at 3 o'clock, came back and put on another outstanding performance in Cinderella.
Waterloo Columbus Catholic girls tennis coach Dave Will, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Golan Company. Coach, what's up next for your team after you hosted that NICL Invitational meet that we talked about earlier? What's up next for your team?
Well, we have one more dual meet tomorrow with Grundy Center. And then next week, the individual regionals are on Wednesday, followed by the team regionals, which start the following Saturday. And then they go on. We're hosting the state individual team here, in both boys and girls, in Waterloo this year,
nice.
Which is nice. And
yeah.
The team state's going to be down in the Des Moines metro area.
Well, what can you tell us, Coach Will, about getting prepared for regionals? I have to imagine in all of your experience now, you feel like you've got a grasp on what's the best way, but then again, it may be case by case, given the players, the talent that you have on any given team in any given season. What's the preparation like? Is there anything different that goes into getting prepared for, quote unquote, postseason play as it relates to making sure your players are at their best for a regular season meet?
Well, last Monday we played about 110 games a person. Everybody played everybody else 9 games, so it was about 110 games, so they were really tired and sore. So we're just kind of taking it easy here for a couple of days, and then we'll crank it up again this weekend. And it's prom weekend, too, so they're going to be tired after Saturday night, and we'll have to crank it up again on Monday and take it easy Tuesday and get ready to play Wednesday.
Coach Will, thanks so much for your time on the show. I understand that we're going to be able to talk to some of your outstanding seniors that you have on this team. So if you want to, go ahead and pass on the phone now. I'd be happy to talk to your outstanding sailors.
All right, I've got my 1, 2, and 3 players here, and they're right now in that particular order. So the number one girl, Sophia Fain.
Hi, Sophia. This is Colbert from 1650 The Fan. Thanks so much for being on the show today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm very glad to be talking to you. You're one of the outstanding spring sports programs in the Cedar Valley. What can you tell us just about, what makes this team special? What do you like most about what you and your teammates have been able to accomplish?
Well, what I like about our team is how we've been able to work hard and overcome obstacles in the past. I think that we've had a lot of kind of bumps in the past, but I think we've been able to overcome those. And what I like about this dynamic is that we're all so close and we encourage each other to get better. And we kind of bounce back and forth off one of another and we make each other better. Mm-hmm. And so I think in doing that, we actually end up making the whole team better as a whole.
Sophia, and hearing you talk about that, it makes me think about how obviously there's been physical gifts there with regard to the sport of tennis for a while. What's there to be said about maybe a mental edge now that you've got this great group of seniors that you're taking into the postseason that'll begin here, very soon?
Yeah, so for us, I think it's all about staying humble and keeping our head in the right place. And I think keeping that mindset that other teams are good too, there's other good players, and we're not going to act like we're better than anybody else, and we're just going to keep working hard and doing what we can and trying to accomplish all of our goals that we have and continuing to work as a team together is really important for us.
And finally, Sophia, to talk about yourself individually, because as I was talking with Coach Will about, tennis is kind of like golf in the sense where everybody's got their own individual game. You are playing for a overall team score or team results. What have you really been focused on this season? What have been maybe the 2 or 3 things that you knew coming into this season? Man, if I'm really good at this, or if I get better here, I'm going to be able to potentially achieve the goals that I want.
Yeah, well, I think coming in as a senior, I just wanted to be a good leader to our underclassmen and kind of just send the team in the right direction. And I knew that I could do that by just doing the little things. Obviously, I always want to try and pull through for my team, but always just having kindness with the teammates and helping all of our teammates, even our JV players. We all have a good time, and we all keep trying to get better, and we just want to have a good time and have a successful season. And so I'm really excited for what's to come.
Sophia, very excited for you and your teammates as well. Final thing before I have you hand it off to your next senior teammate. I understand you've recently gotten an offer from UNI. Do you know what you're doing with your collegiate future yet? What can you tell us?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I mean, I'm still making some tough calls. Obviously, college is a very big decision, mm-hmm. and I got to look at the educational aspect as well and kind of look into that before I make my final call. But I was super honored to get that offer, and I'm really happy about my future plans and what I intend to do.
Well, Sophia, thanks so much for joining the show again. Best of luck the rest of this season. Best of luck with your collegiate decision. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I'm Allie Hegness.
Hi, Allie. Thanks so much for joining the show today. Really pleased to be able to speak with you, your teammates, Coach Will today. Your team's had such an outstanding season. You know, what can you add to what Sophia might have had to say that you really feel like is special about this group that you have?
One thing I would add to say this team is so special is the fact that we're all so flexible with working around each other and in every situation that we've been put in. We've had at least 4 different doubles combinations this mm-hmm. year, as well as some mix-ups just between doubles and singles where we change our lineup so that we can meet the needs of the team we're playing to pull through for the win as a team.
And Allie, with postseason play coming up, is there anything that you've worked with Coach Will, or maybe kind of, you know, looked at yourself and your body of work this season and gone, all right, I got to make sure I'm good, you know, with this or with that so I can reach the goals I want to here as the regular season draws to an end and we play postseason tennis?
I wouldn't say there was a particular skill or aspect in particular. It's just continuing to work hard as we have throughout the entire season.
And what can you tell me, Allie? I understand that you signed with Co. I know there's been a decent amount of former Sailor tennis players that have gone to Co and had great tennis careers. So what can you tell me about why becoming a Quahog was your decision?
I decided to become a Quahog because it was a good school that fit my academic interests, and it was in a good area and size for me.
Well, Allie, thanks so much. I really appreciate you joining the show today. Just like I told Sophia, best of luck the rest of this season, and all the best as you'll continue your educational and athletic career down there at Co.
Thank you. I'll be giving the phone off to Avery Hogan.
All right. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello, Avery. Thanks so much for joining the show today. I really appreciate your time. I got to say, first things first, I've gotten to know your older sister a little bit. She's having an outstanding season with the UNI softball team. You've been able to watch some of her games?
Yeah, actually, more than I thought I would. She plays. So they've had a lot of home series in the last couple weeks, so I've gotten to go to quite a few of those games. And it's been pretty fun. So.
Yeah, they've put a really fun product out there this season. But to talk about you, to talk about this team, what sticks out to you, like, with your own experience with a group here of really talented seniors? Like, what are you going to take away from this when you think maybe a year from now, when you're a student at UNI, because you've signed with the Panthers, like, what are those memories that you think you'll look back on?
I think just, like, the team environment that we have. I feel like we have a lot of good times together and, like, we're always looking forward to the next tournament and what we can do together as a team. And I don't know, it's just like honestly one of the best team environments I've been on because we're all so close to each other and we're all supportive of each other and want the best for everyone. So,
Avery, whether it's for you or if you might feel like you can speak for the team itself, what do you think will be important to having postseason success, reaching the goals that I'm sure you've set out for yourself?
I think just keeping the mentality that everyone we play, we have to be on our best game. Like, we can't slack off or think that we're going to run through any team easily. Like, it's going to be we're going to have to work our hardest against everyone we face. So, I think that's the most important thing.
As I mentioned, you signed with UNI, but I didn't mention you signed to be on that swim team as a diver. And your sister has already proven herself as an outstanding diver. You know, what ultimately led to your decision to become a Panther?
I think, yeah, Taylor has talked really highly about UNI, and she's loved her time there, loved her time on the swim and dive team, and she's met a lot of great people. And I'm also just glad that it's close to home. And
yeah.
Yeah, I'm just excited. So
Avery, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Best of luck to you and your teammates here the rest of the season, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, real pleasure to catch up with Coach Dave Will and those three outstanding Sailor seniors, Sophia Fain, Allie Hagness, and Avery Hogan. Big thanks to them for their time today. That's a wrap. Cubs pregame coming up at 5:30. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.